Governor Rick Scott has just signed off on a pilot needle exchange program in Miami-Dade County. As Nick Evans reports, supporters say it's the best way to stem the tide of rising HIV infections in Florida.
Needle exchange programs don't sit well with some. Providing clean needles for drug addicts seems to condone further abuse. But many clinicians, like Dr. Hansel Tooks from Miami's Jackson Memorial, see the program as an effective way to intervene.
I think that implementing the needle exchange here in Miami shows this population that we do care. Florida cares. We care, and we're going to provide them services. And that gives them hope. And once we give them hope, they have a better chance at success.
A report from the Florida Department of Health shows Miami-Dade County had more than 1,400 new HIV cases last year, 17% more than the year prior. The needle exchange program has a 5-year lifespan and requires annual reporting on effectiveness in fighting infections. I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.
Health News Florida took a close look at the dramatic rise in Florida's HIV cases. You can find our series, HIV, The Rising Tide of Infection, on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.